Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station, Signal. We're growing and growing and growing, folks. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, 100.1 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. So we've got all of that and the Facebook live stream of the show. You can actually watch an idiot talking into a microphone for 2 hours if you have nothing better to do with your life. And apparently you don't. But anyway, so you can see that. If you've just joined, oh, by the way, I almost forgot. Ah, God, Big Willie is not only the radio station, 105.5. By the way, make sure that you go to the Facebook page for Big Willie 105.5 and make sure that you follow it. And, of course, follow Dimitri on my profile page on Facebook as well, especially if you want this kind of journalism, investigative journalism here in the Valley, because nobody else is going to give this to you. Nobody else has. And you haven't heard the best part of this yet regarding this sad story with East Ohio Regional Hospital and this very sketchy character, this Ramsey guy. Big Willie is also a guy. You hear him on the commercials. Big Willie here. I can't do it justice, but it's Big Willie is actually a human being named Big Willie. I don't think that's his real name. I don't think that's his I don't think he baptized him. Big Willie. You know, I don't think it was that, but he goes by Big Willie. Today, he's a great guy, by the way. He's a terrific guy. He's been very helpful behind the scenes with the show, with the old Washington thing. This is a really good guy, a truly good guy. Today is his birthday. Yes! Big Willie, happy birthday! Yeah! Great. So, I hope he has many, many more. Good man. All right, now if you just joined us, we're talking about East Ohio Regional Hospital and the supposed sale and this supposed new character who's going to save us and all of this kind of stuff. So I read you the news release that he sent from East Ohio Regional Hospital. I mean, just beyond pathetic news release. He can't even spell his own name. Sometimes it's S-A-Y, sometimes S-E-Y. The proper spelling, I believe, is S-E-Y. His grammar's pathetic, doesn't know how long he's been in the business, either 20 years or more than 20 years, or his website says more than 17 years. Unbelievable stuff. But what jumped out at me first was the most obvious thing, and that is East Ohio Regional Hospital purchased. East Ohio Regional Hospital has been acquired. And I don't know about you, but if somebody says they purchased something or they acquired something, that says to me that they bought it. And that's what they've been telling us regarding East Ohio Regional Hospital. That Doc Johnson, that useless, don't even get me started on Doc Johnson. The Wheeling Pit Lofts and then this and, oh, God, don't get me started on him. Anyway, that it's been purchased by this Harold Ramsey and his company, 360 Healthcare. Okay. That's what your news release says two different times. East Ohio Regional Hospital purchased, reopening set for fall. And then it has been acquired by 360 Healthcare. I take that to mean that it was purchased. That's my understanding of the English language. Yours too, I imagine. So I thought I'd just do some checking. Because this news release was like this huge red flag. It's like, oh my God, who are we dealing with here? So yesterday I went to the Belmont County Courthouse. Oh, by the way, Rick is retired. Rick is the guy that used to be at the front desk, not front desk, but at the beginning there, when you walk in, you got to go through the scanner and, you know, empty your pockets and we'll put it through this and x-ray it and this, that, and the other. Rick, great guy, a terrific guy. Apparently he retired. I did not know this. Nobody told me. Anyway, so John, I think, was there. New guy, nice guy. So I go and I check the Belmont County Courthouse. As of yesterday morning, they said they had no record of any deed transfer regarding East Ohio Regional Hospital. I said, what? They've been telling us it's been purchased, it's been acquired, and that you got new ownership. no deed transfer. I thought to myself, that's not what we're being told. So then I thought to myself, wait a minute. When they made the announcement, East Ohio Regional Hospital owed us, the taxpayers of Belmont. Oh, in fact, this is the Belmont buzz. I forgot I should have done this at the beginning.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
I really should have done that at the beginning. Anyway. So when they made the announcement that the hospital was sold, that it was purchased back in, I don't know, June or something, earlier than that, whenever. The hospital owed us, the taxpayers of Belmont County, $1.2 million. We even had Belmont County Treasurer, that Kellich woman in here, talk about that. And that it was on the way to foreclosure, because when any entity owes the county money and it doesn't pay, it goes to foreclosure. $1.2 million. I thought to myself, okay, if this hospital has been purchased the way they claim in their news release, that it's been purchased, it's been acquired, this is their news release, then surely they would have paid off the $1.2 million as part of the closing. I don't think that's unreasonable. So I check with the treasurer's office. Again, as of yesterday morning, not only has no one paid the $1.2 million owed in back taxes, but now East Ohio Regional Hospital owes us about $1.6 million in back taxes. The foreclosure process continues. So help me understand. When they send us a news release saying the hospital is purchased, it's been acquired, and at that point they owed $1.2 million in back taxes, why is there no record of this thing being purchased or acquired at the Belmont County Courthouse, and why do they now owe about $1.6 million in back taxes? What the hell's going on here? It gets worse. I reached out to this Vitaly guy, who is the contact for 360 Healthcare. Oh, and by the way, there are a number of 360 Healthcares, all different companies. This one supposedly out of Pittsburgh, or has an office in Pittsburgh on Liberty Avenue, or at least according to one of my searches. And a phone number that doesn't work, by the way. The phone number that was listed with the address on, I think, Liberty Avenue, was 412-555-0198. So I called 412-555-0198, and call could not go through. I'm telling you, red flag after red flag after red flag after red flag, and it gets worse. So there's no record at the Belmont County Courthouse of this thing being purchased, being acquired. And now, according to the Belmont County Courthouse, East Ohio Regional Hospital owes us roughly $1.6 million in back taxes. That's another, $400,000 in back taxes. So I reach out to Vitaly. Reach out by phone, by text, send email to Rising River Capital, which is the company presumably owned by this Ramsey character. I'm trying to get information. No reply to anything. When I say nothing, I mean nothing. So I look at the website, Rising River Capital. And it was really interesting in a number of different ways. The first is the contradiction about how long Harold Ramsey has been in business. Harold Ramsey brings over 17 years of capital markets, and yet his news release says 20 years, then more than 20 years. It's like, can't even get his story straight. Mangles his grammar, misspells his own name. Now, at least Rising River Capital LLC must have a pretty good website, because apparently this is a big deal company. Not really. Not really at all. There are a few pictures, nice pictures, stock footage, of a downtown, and I believe it's Chicago. I believe it's Chicago. But there's no reference to what that is. Rising River Capital LLC, the website, has no phone number. No way to reach these people by phone. It has no street address. All it has is a form that you can fill out for email. How does it not have a phone number? How does it not have a street address? So I reached out in all these different ways to talk with someone regarding this Harold Ramsey, who apparently can't even spell his own name on his own news release, and atrocious grammar, and doesn't know how long he's been in the business. I wanted to start asking him some questions. Their website, the only thing I could do is send an email. No address, no phone number. What the hell is going on here with this guy? And the thing kept nagging at me is this thing here at the end of the news release about Harold Ramsey. Formerly FINRA licensed. Series 7, 24, 79, and 65. Formerly. Stop it, Siri! Jesus! God! I literally cannot do a show here with my iPhone, even when it's off. Because if she hears S-I-R-I or any version of that, she starts... Sorry about that. Between that and the paper cut, I don't know. So where was I? All right. So I can't get any information from anyone regarding anything. How can this be? I'm calling the right guy. That's according to the news release. I call, I text, I email, I go to their website. There is no phone number. There is no street address. There are just some pictures of Chicago and a few generalizations about what a great guy Ramsey is. And that's the other thing, the generalizations. Going back to this news release. It says here that it's an event-driven investment fund focusing on direct debt and equity, and it's been all over the place. Client engagements and projects have reached across to Europe, Middle East, Asia, Africa, North, South America. On and on and on. And that was included, by the way, in all of the fawning coverage, the slobbering interviews that he did with the local media. But I found that really, really interesting. That all of the stuff that this guy is bragging about with these slobbering local interviews and on his own website, the Rising River Capital LLC website, everything is broad generalizations. No specifics. And I thought to myself, if you've been in the business more than 17 years or 20 years or more than 20 years or whatever you're claiming today, why can't you name or why have you not named even one success story? You would have thought being, roughly two decades in this business, there'd be a lot of success stories. You'd want to say, in the Middle East, we did this for Dubai, and in South America, we did that in Buenos Aires, and North America, we did that in Montreal, and this, that, and the other. As far as I can tell, going on their website and looking at this news release and everything else that I could find, which was very little, by the way, I almost got the sense that the internet was scrubbed of Harold Ramsey because I could find nothing good. And I think that goes back to this formerly being licensed. Stay tuned.